Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It's 7 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday morning. I know this is random. I get that this is random, but I'm doing that purposely. I want you to know what my thoughts are, and I want you to know the truth. And I want you to understand what I have to go through on a daily basis based off of my thoughts and things that I know. And it's basically an outlet for me to get the things out of my head that I have in my head. And today I ran across a thing called the Cloward-Piven strategy. If you haven't heard about the Cloward-Piven strategy, I urge you to look it up. It was started in Columbia University, or at Columbia University in 1966, by a professor called Richard Cloward. And basically what it is a strategy to take down capitalism, which you're seeing today. The Cloward-Piven strategy is orchestrating a crisis so the government can solve it. And I've been screaming this from the mountaintops for, I don't know, probably at least the last decade, maybe two. I'm going to say the last decade. I don't want to give myself too much credit. You know, the thought I had in my head, though, when I was reading up on this, and I know that we discussed this, being Chris Bikerson did, on the Disrespected Trucker radio show, when we were all doing that together. I know we discussed it, but here's my thoughts on this. And again, I'm going to jump all over. I'm going to be like a squirrel in traffic when he goes to the right and goes to the left, goes to the right, goes to the left, doesn't really know where to go. That's going to be my thoughts, and that is my thoughts on a normal basis where I have to decipher what the hell is going on in my head. It's excruciating. It's painful, really. Being in my head is painful. And I decided I'm going to be honest with everybody because I want to be. And maybe this will help people understand where I'm coming from, because I know I get a lot of judgment from a lot of people, including people that I thought were my friends for 40-plus years, 30-plus years. Which are no longer my friends. And it's sad. It's sad it's got to be that way. It's because they don't take the time to understand me. They think they know who I am, but they don't know who I am. You know, a lot of people think they know who I am. But the sad reality is that there's very few people that know me. There are some that get a good majority of who I am. They know I have a good heart. They know I try to help people when I can. I know who those people are, and they know who they are because, you know, I love them. Are those people perfect? No. Am I perfect? Absolutely not. this is the part that's going to be great because you're actually going to, you know, this isn't scripted. This is just me. You know what? I woke up early, and I sat at my table, and yeah, it might, like, I think it was like 5:30 in the morning I got up randomly, and I don't have shit to do today, so what did I do? And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not going to lie to you. I cracked open a beer, and I sat at my table and cracked open a beer and let my thoughts come out. I'm like, wait, whoa. I need to create a radio show quick, and I'm going to create something completely different. There is no set time. There is no set day. It's just when I get up and I have random thoughts, rather than me sitting here by myself going through those random thoughts, create a radio show and talk about it while you're thinking about it. And so I stopped. At that moment, I stopped, and I created this radio show. So, yes, at 5:30 in the morning, yeah, I cracked open a beer. You could judge me. I don't give two shits. you don't live my life, you don't pay my bills, so I really don't give two fucks what you think about me. And that's the truth. I'm lighting up a cigarette, by the way, right now. And I do what I want to do. I don't do it for your approval or anybody else's approval. You just get the privilege of being inside my head because I want to share it with you. And I thought about this long and hard, and I said to myself, Jeremy, you're giving people ammunition to talk about you, to gossip about you, to really, they could really fuck you over because you're giving them the ammunition. And I thought about it, and I'm like, you know what, I'm not giving anybody ammunition. What I'm doing is exposing exactly who they are. If people want to go around talking about me and gossiping about me, the weak-minded individuals will listen to that and gobble it right up and say, oh, yeah, oh, my God, he drank a beer at 5:30 in the morning. He was buzzing by 9:30 in the morning, or he was drunk by noon. They do that. People do that because they want to deflect from their reality, from who they are. I am the only motherfucker that is honest to you, and I don't hide who I am and what I do because I don't need to. I am who I am, and I do what I do. It's none of nobody else's fucking business until they start paying my fucking bills. Until then, I don't give two shits. That's the beautiful thing about me. So let's just get that out in the wide open right now. I don't care. I don't care. If you want to gossip about me, go for it. I'm just today's news. What's tomorrow's news? Somebody else you're going to gossip about? You're all a bunch of fucking hypocrites. Not all of you, but there's some of you. Do I sound like I have a grudge? Maybe. I would like to think I don't because life's too short, but yeah. Again, you're going to get my randomized thoughts, which is why I call this show randomized. Will I still do my Thursday night show? Yeah, I think so. But you're going to get a lot more of these when I can just create a show on the fly because I'm up and I'm thinking random thoughts. This is what it's all about right here. And you're never going to get a warning. You're just going to get it. And you're going to be like, shit. Mofo just went fucking crazy. Oh, I'm going to sound crazy half the time, maybe even 90% of the time. But I'm going to try to educate you while I sound crazy, if that makes any sense. So at the beginning of this broadcast, I told you about the Cloward Piven strategy, right? The Cloward Piven strategy is orchestrating a crisis so government can solve it. And I've been screaming from the mountaintops for at least the last decade. They create a problem, the government does. And then they come in like they're the fucking saviors, and they create this, you know, solution to a problem that they created. The problem with that solution is it's never a solution that brings us back to what we know as normal. It's a solution that they have orchestrated, and we will never go back to normal. It's kind of like COVID-19. That was a soft plan, I believe, for Agenda 2030. Agenda 2030, if you don't know what that is, look it up. Start researching it. I talked to an old friend last night by the name of Derek, and we talked for a good hour, maybe two. And I asked him if he knew who about the World Economic Forum because, you know, he was up on a lot of stuff that I wasn't up to before I woke up. And he had not heard of the World Economic Forum. So I informed him about the World Economic Forum. I informed him about Agenda 2020, which turned into Agenda 2030 after Trump won the presidency. And I think it's going to blow his mind when he starts looking up. I didn't give him my opinion because I don't want to influence people when I'm, especially on a private phone call. I want people to research their own stuff and come up with their own opinion, educated opinion, by researching. That's how I changed. That's how I woke up. And I will tell you my opinion here on the radio show because that's my job. I mean, not that I'm getting paid for this job, but that's what I want to do, is I want to steer you in the right direction so you can go and research the stuff that I talk about. Again, I'm today, or whenever you hear me on Randomized, you know that you're going to get random thoughts, and I'm a squirrel. This is my head. This is my head. This is what I go through on a daily basis. From at 24 hours a day, I might sleep for 4 hours and get up and sit for three and just have random thoughts and think about stuff or research stuff. This is what's going on in my head. That's why I call it Randomized. So again, I get started and then I get sidetracked. This is, I'm giving you a perfect example of what I have to go through. Like, yeah, it sucks. So the power pivot strategy is a government orchestrating a crisis. And then the government comes in and gives you, you know, a solution to it, but you never go back to normal. This was started in 1966 in Columbia University and by Professor Richard Power. But when I list you just like five names, you're going to be like, holy shit, this has been in the works for decades? Yes. A lot of the things that you're seeing today have been in the works for decades. The World Economic Forum wasn't starting until the 70s by Klaus Schwab. You know, these kind of things. I mean, when you're talking about taking over the world and being in complete control of over 7 billion people, this shit doesn't happen in a year or two. It takes decades. The problem with that is George Soros, Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab, all of them, they have dedicated most of their lives, a good majority of their lives, in recruiting people and teaching them what their sinister thoughts are and sinister plans are. And we all just want to live our life, right? We just want to, you know, we've been taught, hey, if we work hard enough, you can live the American dream. Well, that's because we were lucky enough to be born here in America. Well, what about the poor sap that was born in India? Well, I don't give a fuck about them because those ragheads, they don't deserve anything. Why don't they deserve anything? Why don't the Chinese or the Japanese or the Afghanistanis or the Pakistanis or the Iraqis, why don't they deserve what we have? Because they didn't win the genetic lottery, as I like to say. We were lucky enough to be born where we were. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say I was lucky enough to be born to my mom and dad because, you know, as much as I love my mom and dad, and just like your family, we all have issues too. We have problems. Our family has problems. Our cousins and our aunts and our uncles And I'm not saying anything bad about any of them because we're just human beings. But if you sit down and just think about everything that we all go through on a daily basis, if any of you can sit here and tell me that you have a quote-unquote normal life, I'm going to tell you to your face that you're full of shit, that you're hiding something, and you're not being honest with yourself or me. Because you are. You're full of shit. Because there is not one motherfucking person in this world that I know that is normal. Not one person. And what the fuck is normal? Is that what the media tells you is normal? Is that what, you know, the Pope tells you is normal? Is that what the Catholic priest that molested five fucking boys over a 10-year period tells you normal? What is normal? in this world, this crazy world, you want me to believe that somebody actually knows what fucking normal is? When the Catholic Church tried to cover up hundreds of priests molesting boys, and they just moved them all across the country and let it continue to happen, and then they paid out a huge settlement, but you want me to believe that I can be saved if I go to the Catholic Church? I can be saved. As I'm listening to a Catholic priest give his whatever the fuck it is he does on Sundays and tell me about God. In the meantime, he's raping little boys as he's standing in front of a congregation. You want me to believe that I should go and give myself to God in a church where the church has been allowing Catholic priests to rape little boys? You're out of your fucking mind if you think that's normal. There's a reason I haven't gone to church for many, many years, because I think the church is a front for the devil. Do I believe in God? Absolutely, I believe in God. I do believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sins and yours. And I think all of God asks for is that you preach the gospel. You let people know about what God or what Jesus Christ did for you. And what, you know, God sacrificed his only begotten son for our sins. Yes, I will tell people that without shame. But if you think I'm going to go to a Catholic church and I'm going to give myself to the Catholic Church and I'm going to donate to the Catholic Church after they've been molesting fucking boys for the last 4, 5, 6 decades, you're out of your fucking mind. And if you think that's normal, you're crazy. I might sound crazy right now to you, but I'm going to tell you something. You better think about it. Anyway, see, I told you random thoughts, guys. This show is going to be one of the funnest shows that you ever listen to, because I'm going to go off on a tangent on multiple levels. And you're going to be like, Jesus Christ, what the fuck? We were just talking about the Clower Pippen strategy, and now he's off on Catholic priests raping little boys. Yeah, that's the shit in my head. That's what I got to like go through every day, you guys. Like, I it's fucking painful. But I told you I'm going to be honest with you. It's 7 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday morning. Here we are. I know a lot of you ain't listening to this live. Maybe some of you will listen to it later. And that's great. I hope you do. I hope you understand. Like, I'm tormented with these fucking thoughts, because nobody seems to be doing a goddamn thing about any of it. And Lord, I apologize for saying goddamn, because I hate saying that phrase. Then the reason I do is because my good friend, Preacher Stephen Myers, brought that to my attention, because I used to say that quite often, and he made me aware of what I was saying. Sometimes people need to talk to you and make you aware of certain things. So anyway, boy, oh boy, Jesus, I already went off on a tangent. It's only been 19 minutes into the show. God, aren't you guys lucky? Again, I'm just here to, you know, bring you gossip material. Not only that, this is all recorded. So this stays up on the Patriot Network, where you can go back and look at it, and you can re-listen to it, and you can share it with your friends and say, listen how crazy this motherfucker is. It's not my fault that you're simple-minded if you don't have random thoughts. And maybe a lot of you do, and you keep it closed in, which is why half of you go fucking nuts. I don't know. I'm man enough to bring my thoughts out in public and share my thoughts with you, share what I think. Yeah, because that's what I want to do. So now that I kind of jumped all over the place there, let me go get back to the Clower-Pippen strategy. The Clower-Pippen strategy is to overwhelm the system. All right, basically bankrupt the system. which is why you see the southern border wide open. If you think Joe Biden is running this country right now, you're out of your fucking mind. Joe Biden, I mean, the guy can't even put a fucking jacket on at this point. He's that far gone. Now, I'm not, like, pointing that out to make fun of the guy, even though I think he deserves to be made fun of, and he should never walk down the streets peacefully ever in his entire life again, because that's how corrupt that cocksucker is. But he's not running this country. Barack Obama is running this country. This is Barack Obama's third term. Or second term. Third term. Why do I say that? Because I watched Barack Obama in an interview, and they asked him, if you could run for a third term, would you? And he goes, absolutely. Ideally, I would sit in a basement in sweatpants, just tell people what to do. This is exactly what is happening. If you don't think this is what's happening, you haven't been paying attention. Joe Biden is not capable of doing anything anymore. He's a decrepit old man. It's elder abuse is what they're doing to him. And they're using him as a puppet. And he's a fucking horrible puppet. The guy, I mean, somebody's like actually pulling his strings, and he still fucks it up, even though somebody else is controlling it. Like, the guy is out. I mean, he's not mentally well. It's the bottom line. So the Clower-Piven plan is to bankrupt the system, which is why, again, you see at the southern border, the border wide open, because they're bringing all these illegal immigrants. They're giving them cell phones. They're giving them apps on the cell phone to get free money. Nothing is free, what we've been taught anyway, right? But the Fed, they can just print money out of the fucking thin air. Wow, we need $100 billion. Oh, go to the printing presses and start printing $100 bills up. That's what the Fed does. And the Fed, by the way, isn't the federal government. It's the Federal Reserve, owned by the world's elites. It was created in 1913. Again, I'm going to jump all over the place. You're just going to have to follow along. I'm going to give you a lot of facts. In 1912, there was a large meeting worldwide with the world elites, bankers, everybody. And there was a pretty large group of bankers that were not interested in the plan of what the Rothschilds were trying to do as far as starting the Fed. Well, the Titanic was built, right? The fact of the matter is the Titanic had a sister ship. And in the middle of the night, now this is just based off the stories I read. I cannot verify any of this. You'll have to do your own research. Again, anything that I talk about, you do your own research. This, by none of anything that I'm telling you, should you just believe and just start, you know, writing stories about. I'm going to tell you things that you need to go verify on your own. But I'm going to lead you in a direction. And then you come up with your own conclusion. So the Titanic had a sister ship, and the sister ship was a fucking wreck. And it was insured for quite a bit of money. Back in those days, a lot of money. In the middle of the night, it was said that they scraped the name off that sister ship and put the Titanic as a name on that sister ship that was, I mean, was in bad shape, right? So the next morning, all these people got into this boat, this ship called the Titanic, which wasn't the Titanic. It was the sister ship, but they had changed names overnight where nobody seen it. Well, right before the quote-unquote Titanic, we'll call it the sister ship, but it's the Titanic, took sail or set sail, the Rothschilds and everybody that wanted to start the Federal Reserve canceled their reservations on the Titanic, every one of them at the last minute. The only ones that boarded the Titanic were the ones that were against what the Fed, starting the Fed. Those were the ones that boarded the Titanic, 1912. or 11, whatever the fuck it was. So those people that were against starting the Fed, very well-off and rich people, by the way, they get on the ship unknowingly, unknowns to them that, like the Rothschilds and people that wanted to start the Fed, that, you know, that they were against, they had canceled their, you know, their tickets at the very last minute, like literally at the last minute. So the Titanic or the sister ship, whatever you want to call it, set sail. In history, right? Everybody says, oh, the Titanic hit a fucking iceberg. Did it? Or were there explosives planted in the bowel of that ship? I'm going to guess that, because that's where my conspiracy theory mind goes. Nothing that you've been told in history is the true history, by the way. It's all embellished to make their narrative continue to sound like it holds water. Now, in this shape, in this case, it doesn't hold water, obviously, because the motherfucker sank. So the Titanic sets off. They supposedly hit an iceberg. And again, I don't think it was an iceberg. I think it was an explosive. That ship sinks. Everybody that was opposed to the Fed died in the Titanic. The very next year, the Federal Reserve was created, which basically enslaves every single man, woman, and child in the world to the elites. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, when you start understanding history, you can't come back from it. And things start making sense when you start connecting the dots. And it goes all the way to 9/11. And people still believe that, oh, that was a terrorist attack. The fuck it was. Yeah, it was a terrorist attack, but it wasn't from the terrorists that the government said it was. It was our own fucking government that did it. If you think a 747 got low enough to hit the Department of Defense at the Pentagon at ground level, then you don't understand anything. There's no fucking way that a plane hit that building. That was a Scud missile. I am convinced of that. The Pentagon's got more cameras than Las Vegas, has more cameras than the White House, for God's sake. I mean, the Pentagon is the most secure building in the United States. And they can't show you one fucking video of a plane hitting that thing. They didn't find a fuselage. They didn't find anything. No, that was not a plane that hit that building. Not to mention, the day before, there's a press conference from Donald Rumsfeld. And Donald Rumsfeld stated that there was $2.3 trillion unaccounted for from the Department of Defense. The day before, ladies and gentlemen, they tell you exactly what they're going to do. You just got to connect the dots. Be critical thinkers. Just quit believing the fucking mainstream media narrative. The mainstream media works for the deep state. The mainstream media are the devil. Dude, I'm telling you, it's fucked up when you start really getting into it. I mean, it affected me. And here I am a half hour into the show, and man, I'm just going fucking crazy. And I haven't even gotten to the Clower pivoting strategy yet. I haven't listed those five names I told you about. That's because there's so many thoughts in my head, ladies and gentlemen, that this helps me get it out. And I'm able to get my thoughts out. And you can listen to me, and I can lead you down a rabbit hole. And I want to tell you, when you start going down a rabbit hole, though, you dig down about 6 inches, you find like five other rabbit holes. The main thing you need to realize is when you start researching and going down these rabbit holes, to remember what rabbit hole you're going down, like the Clower pivot strategy. Remember, you want to find out as much as you can about the Clower pivot strategy, right? So as you're digging down that rabbit hole and you run into all these other rabbit holes, write those rabbit holes down. Because when you start researching this stuff, it leads you to other things that you want to research. Write them down and do one rabbit hole at a time, but write down every rabbit hole that you come across as you're digging. And before you know it, you're going to have a notebook full of stuff that you want to research. It's a lot of information. It's a lot of deception that we've been deceived through the years. We have for probably the last century, maybe two, since 1776. We've been sold this thing called the Constitution. As much as I believe in the Constitution, I think that was put in place to give the people a false belief or a comfort or whatever you want to call it, that they have rights, when in fact we're all just a slaves to a system that they created that works for them. And it works for them through lies and deception. And they create the narrative through our media. And they sell it to the American people. And they sell it to the world. And they, you know, what is, isn't. And what isn't is, you know, that anybody that speaks up against it are conspiracy theorists. And that was created by the CIA. That word, that phrase, conspiracy theorist, was created by the CIA to discredit the truth. And I'm a proud conspiracy theorist because I've researched and I've done a lot of digging and I know what the fuck I'm talking about. And that's why I get banned on social media platforms. I mean, every one of my TikTok accounts, as soon as I get like close to 100,000 followers, they ban me for no reason. Like, they said I'd violate community standards. I never violated community standards. I appealed anything that that they said I violated, and I won 90% of my appeals. So I wasn't violating their community standards. You know what I was violating? The fact that I may have hurt people's feelings with the fucking truth. That's the only thing I've ever violated. Facebook, they banned me because I was one of the original organizers of the People's Convoy, and they banned me. And Fox News had me on Fox and Friends in the morning. And instead of talking about the People's Convoy, they made it, well, you got banned on social media because you were spreading Q conspiracy theories. I've never really bought into that whole Q thing because I think it's a psyop. That's my opinion. I may be wrong, and I'll tell you when I'm wrong. That's called integrity. I can stand and admit when I'm wrong. I might be wrong about a lot of shit, but when you give me facts to prove that I'm wrong, I promise you I'll stand up and say, hey, man, I was wrong. My bad, bro. Because that's just the person I am. But they banned me off of Facebook, my original account, for spreading Q conspiracy theories, and I never shared a fucking thing about Q. I could give two shits. You could believe in the Q conspiracy or the QAnon shit, if you want to believe in it, that's your business. I don't give two fucks. But that's what they use excuses to get me off of social media. I got banned off of Twitter. I had congressmen and senators, literally congressmen and senators, following me on Twitter. And I got banned. And they said because I violated community standards. So I appealed that decision and said, what community standards did I violate and how can I fix it? They wouldn't even talk to me. Not even a representative would come back and let me know what community standards I violated. They don't care. Somebody in our government called the higher-ups or somebody that can get me out of there. And if you think I'm bullshitting, you think, oh, Jesus Christ, Jeremy, you think you're bigger than who you are. No, it's because I speak the fucking truth. I speak about things that nobody else has the balls to speak about. And anybody else that does speak about the same things, they get silenced just like I do. And I don't give two fucks. I'm not scared of the government. I'm not scared to get a bullet in the fucking back of the head while I'm walking down to my car. I don't give two fucks. I'm going to speak the truth. Nobody's going to scare me. The only person that scares me is God, because I know I'm going to be judged just like you are eventually. Damn, I've been going off for like fucking 35 minutes, huh? Jeez. My Random Thoughts is your easy entertainment, right? 7:35, yeah, 35 minutes, crazy. All right. This is probably going to be the best radio show you'll ever hear, ever. Because it's just a fucking guy with his random thoughts just going off for however long. I don't know. I set the show up for 3 hours. I might go on for a half hour and just end the show. I might go on for three fucking straight hours. I don't know how long my thoughts are going to take. I can tell you this much, though. It's 7:30 in the morning and it's funny. I'm having a beer and I'm smoking a cigarette and I don't give two fucks with, if you don't like that. I don't care. I'm going to get to it. Just give me a second. All right. So, those names are going to tell you about the Cloward-Pivney strategy. And again, the Cloward-Pivney strategy is the government orchestrating a crisis so the government can come with a solution. And you never get to go back to normal. Here's some names that you might recognize. That went to Columbia University. And by the way, that again, the Cloward-Pivney strategy was created in 1966. The Cloward-Pivney, Cloward-Pivney strategy. Look it up. I want you to look this up yourself and read on it. Read up on it, all of it. So it was created in 1966 at Columbia University, and guess who went to Columbia University and studied under this plan? Obama, Bill Barr, Madeleine Albright, Eric Holder, Anthony Blinken. Ladies and gentlemen, your whole entire motherfucking government is corrupt. They're a bunch of socialist communists. They want to turn this country into a communist country. They want to turn the world into a communist world where there's one world order. Even the decrepit president, Joe Biden, has said in numerous speeches, if you listen carefully, there's going to be a new world order. That's what he said. This is what they're trying to do. It's called the World Economic Forum, created by Klaus Schwab in his 70s. Klaus Schwab is a fucking Nazi. Bill Gates owns the World Health Organization. Donald Trump pulled us out of the World Health Organization almost immediately when he took office. Donald Trump knows what the fuck he's talking about. I hated Donald Trump because the media told me to. But once I started doing my own research and I seen the things that Donald Trump was doing, now I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I think Donald Trump is our savior, but I think he was on the right track. Not knowing the things I know now. And I know a lot of you are going to be like, Jesus Christ, Jeremy, I never thought you'd say that. Yeah, I'm saying it to you now because I've researched. I've done my fucking due diligence. Why don't you fucking do it? Why don't you fucking research? You listen to the fucking NBC News every motherfucking night and think you're well informed. You're not. You're a bunch of fucking dumb fucks. You're brainwashed motherfucking sheep, and that's exactly the system they created, and that's exactly the people they want you to be. Brainwashed motherfucking sheep. When the fuck are you going to wake up? When it's too fucking late? Is that what it's going to take when your fucking kids get yanked out of your home because you won't give them a fucking sex change operation because they identify as a fucking rabbit? Is that when it's going to be the time for you to wake up? You're just going to let me sit over here and say, oh, my God, Jeremy's out of his fucking mind. Listen to that guy. He's going off. He's crazy. You know what drives me crazy? You fucking dumb motherfuckers that can't wake up, that refuse to wake up. That's what drives me fucking crazy. That's what keeps me up at night. That's what created this radio show that I started this morning. Knowing what's going on in this world and knowing that 90% of you are completely oblivious to the fucking truth and the facts because you don't seem to give two fucks because it ain't affecting you yet. Well, I'm going to tell you, it's going to be affecting all of us very soon. And I'm trying to fucking warn you. Why do you think you see me standing up at every fucking corner I walk? because I know what's coming. You're just too fucking blind and dumb to see it. Not all of you, but there a good majority of you are. You're fucking idiots. Yeah. What was my GPA in high school? You want to know what it was? I did the bare minimum in high school. I fucking hated school. I hated sitting in a class and listening to a boring fucking teacher telling me whatever the fuck they were trying to tell me. Oh, you got to put a comma here. You got to put an exclamation point. Fuck your grammar. I don't give two fucks. I don't need to know all that. For what? So it makes you feel better? Fuck off. Fuck off. I'm pretty sure when I communicate, you can understand what the fuck I'm trying to say. Do I need to put a comma as I'm talking? No. Did you know that they quit teaching our children cursive? Did you know that? Why? Think about this one. This one will blow your fucking mind. Again, I'm going to go back to the Cloward-Piven program here, or strategy in a little bit, but I mentioned it so in case I don't, because of my random thoughts, you can go and research it for yourself. Quit being fucking lazy and go research. Cloward-Piven strategy. Don't rely on me to tell you every fucking thing. But by the way, it was in the middle of a story. In high school, I had a D-minus average because I did the very minimum. I just wanted to fucking get through school without studying every fucking night over useless information, which school is useless. They don't teach you what you really need in life. They don't teach you how to, build your credit score or any of that bullshit. And by the way, credit score is a horseshit thing too. Jesus Christ, now you really got me going. Or I got me going, one of the two, whatever, doesn't matter. There's some apartments here in town that were just built. I found out they're charging $1,700 a month for a two-bedroom apartment. $1,700 a month. You can go own a home for $700 a month and have a mortgage and a nice home. But you can't buy a home unless you've got a good credit score. Well, the credit score is based off of if you pay your bills or not, right? They don't base that off of some irresponsible bank or lender that gave you the money when they knew damn well you couldn't afford it. But you could pay rent $1,700 a motherfucking month for 10 fucking straight years because you need a place to live, right? You could pay $1,700 a month, but a bank won't give you a loan to buy a house for $700 a month because you have a low credit score? Well, you probably have a low credit score because you can't afford anything else because you have to pay $1,700 a month for a fucking apartment. Are you getting how fucked up our system is yet? Am I making any sense to any of you? This is it. Jesus Christ, it's fucking painful to watch. Yeah. Well, I told you I was going to go off, and I did, and I'm not sorry. I'm sorry I'm not sorry, and I'm sorry I'm not sorry. All right. So the whole point of me doing this is my random thought, because I'm up early in the morning, and I'm telling you exactly what I do, how I do it, why, I get up in the middle of the night and can't go back to bed. It's fucking brutal, man. I'm telling you, I don't wish this on my worst enemy. I seriously and truly don't. It's not healthy. I know that. People are like, well, you just got to let your mind break. You're not in my fucking mind, and you don't get to tell me that I have to just let my mind rest. No. This is the shit I got to go through. But I'm different than you. Like, a majority of you have jobs that you go to. You have families. You have kids, grandkids, whatever you have going on. You go to work, and you're not, you don't have a job like I have, okay? And this is where I'm going to explain things, and you're going to understand how I went from a D-minus student in high school to knowing the things I know now. You guys all go to your jobs, you come home, you make supper, you got a marriage, and you got to make your relationship work, and you got to tend to the kids, and you got sports, and you got to do this, and you got to do that. I don't expect you guys to research like I do because I have the time. I get up at 3:30 in the morning and make a delivery, right? Let's say my appointment time is 4:15. I get there at 4. I back into a dock door, and I sit there and wait for them to unload me, play video games. I don't go back to sleep. I don't stare out the window like a fucking dazed sheep. I start researching things. I look at, observe things, and I'll look at TikTok, and somebody, you know, will talk about a certain subject. And it will trigger something in me to say, you need to go look that up to see if that's true. And I'll look it up. And when I start looking at, into things, ladies and gentlemen, I don't stop. Like, it's almost like OCD, incessant. Like, I need to know everything about something that intrigued me. So I look it up, and I go to Google, I go to Tusk, I go to every fucking search engine to make sure that I'm not getting a dumbed-down version of what I'm researching. And I read every fucking article on it. Every story, every opinion, every op-ed, everything. I want to know what the fuck it is I'm researching. That's how you figure out things. I have that time, unfortunately, for me, fortunately for you, because then you get to hear my random thoughts, and you get to learn. And you don't have to take the time to research like I do. But I have the time because I sit in a loading dock for hours on end. And I choose to use my time wisely. Well, I don't know if it's wisely, but at least I learn things. You don't have the time, and I get that. What pisses me off is those of you that don't have the time, you watch a half-hour news clip at the 5 o'clock news or the 6 o'clock news, and you listen to all the bullshit that mainstream media feeds you, and you think you're fucking smart. And trust me, I used to think I was smart because I used to read the news. I used to listen to the news. I used to watch the headlines. It didn't take me long to realize, holy fuck, was I wrong about a lot of things. And you are too. I'm going to tell you straight up, you're fucking wrong. Or don't I get to have my opinions? Yeah, you can have an opinion, but they're not right. Just like mine weren't. My opinions were not right 3-4 years ago. I had formed my opinion based off of the news that I watched and consumed. You are forming your opinion and your thoughts and your facts based off of what you watch and what you listen to. But the fact of the matter is you have done and no research because you don't take the time to. If you took a half hour a day just to research things, within 2 months, you would understand that everything that you have been taught is a fucking lie. That's all it would take, a half hour a day. And I'm giving you the perfect example, the Cloward-Piven strategy. When you start digging down that rabbit hole, it's going to lead you to about another 3,000 rabbit holes. Remember, stay focused. Don't be the rabbit or the squirrel. Find out everything you need to know about the Cloward-Piven strategy. Everything. Literally everything. And anything that you run into while you're diving down that rabbit hole, you write down. And you start at the top of the list. And you dive down that rabbit hole. And I trust you. Trust me. Every rabbit hole that you dive down will lead you to at least another 100 things to research. You need to write down each and every one of them. And all down the list. And you go down the list one at a time. And you focus on that subject. And when you do, you will be smarter than you could ever imagine. You will be more well-informed than you could ever imagine. And then you probably will be calling me and begging me for a fucking radio show so you can get that shit out of your head just like I'm trying to do right now. It's a fucking curse. Yeah. But I don't have to get, you know, I don't have to go too deep into the Cloward-Piven strategy. I gave you what you need to research. Because I'm not going to do, I'm going to research because I enjoy doing it to an extent. And what really helps me is I'm able to vent doing these, you know, blog talk broadcasts. Even though, you know, this one isn't planned. It's not ever going to be planned. It's just, that's why I'm going to call it randomized, because I just want to get my thoughts out there. And I want to inform you of certain things and lead you in a direction so you can go and research the stuff for yourself and come up with your own thoughts on it. But I guarantee you 99.9% of you have never heard about what the Cloward Pippen strategy is. I guarantee it. And if you're listening to this, ask yourself, did you ever hear about the Cloward Pippen strategy? I never did until Chris mentioned it to me, my friend Chris Bikerson, who, by the way, has a show on this network on Wednesday nights called Distracted, him and Daryl Gibbs. Good. I mean, I love those guys, man. We all used to have our own radio show together, but it got to the point for me, I felt like I was holding them back because I go off on these rants. And like, as you well know, tonight or this morning, I've been going off for an hour straight. Is that fair to two other guys that also have an opinion and thoughts? And I said, you know what? We got to give them their own radio show so they can get out their thoughts and opinions too. It's not right of me to take it all. As much as I enjoyed doing that radio show with those guys, it's great that we, you know, I do Tuesday nights with Travis Bull Johnson, who is the chair of the Constitutional Republic Party. I sit on the executive board at large, and we have a show called Constitutionalist on Tuesday nights at 6 p.m. Central Time. Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time, you have Distracted with Chris Bikerson and Daryl Gibbs. And though Chris is Chris knows what the fuck he's talking about. He's very knowledgeable about a lot of things, probably more knowledgeable than I am. He just knows how to, like, reel in his, I don't know, his emotions, where I'm just raw. I just fucking come out. I just come at you, bro, because I don't give two fucks. I'm just going to tell you and show you who I am, because I don't care if you don't like me. I don't care if you judge me. I don't care. I know I have a good heart. I know that I try to help people when I can, and I know that I may come off as an asshole sometimes, and if I do, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be an asshole. I'm just being truthful. I'm just being raw. But on Thursday nights, I usually have Jeremy's View. I haven't been able to do it the last 2 weeks because my schedule has not worked out in my favor. And that's why I started this radio show called Randomized. You probably won't hear me on Wednesdays or Tuesdays, because once I create a radio show and it's scheduled, I cannot create another one to override it because it'll erase the one that we created. So those are the days I'll just have to live with myself without random thoughts. But you're going to hear a lot of me on the weekends when I'm home and I get up at 2 o'clock in the morning and I can't go back to sleep because my fucking head is cranking out crazy thoughts. I'm thinking about stuff or I need to research something. You get to research with me. I'll go through it with you. And the shit that I find, it'll blow your fucking mind. Really. I never thought that humanity could be as corrupt and crazy as it is. I never thought it was so dark, so evil. But once you combine that with reading the Bible and realize that God cast out Lucifer. And where did he cast Lucifer out to? The earth. He sent Lucifer to earth. Then you start putting two and two together and realize that, holy fuck, we are living basically under the devil's control on earth. And everything that we do here on earth is a test for us to regain the kingdom of heaven when we pass. That, in my opinion, anyway. It's the only thing I can figure out. That's the only thing that would make sense to me. But I'm not right on everything 100% of the time. It's just those thoughts that go through your head. Anyway. Well, I led you in a direction. I gave you some names of who was involved with the Clower Pippen strategy. They're trying to make capitalism fail and collapse it. That's what they're doing. That's why there's open borders. They figure if they get enough people on welfare, it'll break us. And once they break it, the government comes with a solution. And you'll happily take it. You'll actually beg for it because then you won't have to suffer anymore. But what you don't understand is when you accept their solution to a problem that they created, your world will never, ever be the same. And you will be enslaved, and your kids and your grandkids and future generations will be enslaved for the rest of eternity. Unless you grow a pair of fucking balls and stand up and say no to their bullshit like I have. And I'm not going to get in depth today or this morning about that. But I have stood up and said, I'm done playing your little fucking game in numerous ways. And I'll get into that maybe at a later date. But you do not comply. They tell you to go put a mask on. You say go fuck yourself. Masks ain't saving anybody. You can watch the news all you want, and they can convince you all you want that the fucking masks are going to save your fucking life. They're not going to save your fucking life. If you haven't understood by now that God has a plan and it's everything happens in God's time, I don't know what to tell you. You're indoctrinated by the system. The whole system is fucked. The whole system is corrupt. They have created this for a very long time. Your parents taught you. Their parents taught them. It just keeps on getting passed down generation to generation. And each generation gets dumber and dumber and dumber, and they keep dumbing down society until sooner or later society is so fucking stupid that they'll be begged. They will beg to be enslaved, literally beg to be enslaved, which you're seeing at this moment. Under the guise of racism, under the guise of, you know, economic separation, there's going to be no middle class anymore. You're either going to be poor or you're going to be rich. And I guarantee you that 99.9% of the population will never be rich. And once the middle class is gone, 99.9% of the population will be poor and enslaved. But we are already in some sense, in most senses, actually. We are free-ranging tax cows, basically. And climate change is a fucking joke. They use climate change as an excuse to tax you more than you already are. By the way, you're probably taxed 50% of everything that you earn. You need to wake the fuck up. You need to get the fuck out of this matrix that we're in. Wake up from the programming that these evil motherfuckers have created for all of us. And start living your life as a free, God-loving human being. You can live your life the way you want to. As long as you're not hurting anybody else, you can put a big middle finger to the fucking system, like I have, and say, fuck you, I ain't playing along with your game anymore. Well, could they imprison me? Oh, according to their laws and rules and regulations, sure they could. But I don't give two fucks. Then imprison me. Guess what? I don't have to pay rent, and you give me three fucking meals a day. Fuck off. There you go. Yeah. You got to love that first episode, huh? Y'all have a great day.